The first reading is a reading from the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants what must happen soon. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who gives witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by reporting what he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud, and blessed are those who listen to this prophetic message and heed what is written in it, for the appointed time is near. John, to the seven churches in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne. I heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church of Ephesus, write this. The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks in the midst of the seven gold lampstands says this, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, that you cannot tolerate the wicked, and you have tested those who call themselves apostles but are not, and discovered that they are impostors. Moreover, you have endured and have suffered for my name, and you have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. The word of the Lord. Those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life. Those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life. But not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He shouted, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, son of David, have pity on me. Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He replied, Lord, please let me see. Jesus told him, have sight, your faith has saved you. He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. And when they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we begin the book of Revelation. And as John writes this, he wrote it in a cave, and he had this revelation from God, you know, and so he said, write this stuff down, so he wrote it down. And he's talking, first of all, he talks to the church of Ephesus, and he says all the good things they're doing, and it's pretty good when he says these things, you know, that you don't tolerate wicked, you tested those who call themselves apostles, and you know they're imposters. You have endurance and you suffer for my name. That's pretty great. And you could sit there, and if you think that, if someone says that about you, you could say, I'm doing pretty good as a follower of Jesus. And then, gut punch. Just, you have fallen from your first love, which is me. You don't do what you do because you love me. And that is something that's haunted me forever since I first heard it as a young person. that I can do all these things and do all this great stuff for God and everything else, but he's always going to remind me and call me, do I do it because I love him above all things? Is Jesus my first love? No one can tell you that. Only you can know. Only you and your own relationship with God can examine your conscience and think, do I truly love Jesus above everything? Is he the reason I do everything? If not, they tell us what to do. Repent. Change. Say, Jesus, I want you to be first in my life, not just in my words, but in my actions, in my heart. Jesus, put love of you inside of me, that you'll always be my first love. And he'll never say no to that request. So repent and request. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.